his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that he tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
May our love of God overflow into extravagant love and humble service for one another. Amen. Dear friends, we are here tonight beginning our Triduum, the three holy days of Christ's Passion, which begins tonight and concludes at sundown on Easter. For many of our congregations around the world, this is a most sacred day in the church calendar. It's sacred because there are oftentimes these acts associated with Maundy Thursday of Holy Communion and foot washing, which we will do later tonight. It is also sacred tonight because we gather together as a family, have gathered to remember the one that we, like the disciples in John's Gospel, have dearly loved and are about to lose to death. As we have journeyed to the cross this Lenten season, we come together with this theme of extravagant love, a love that Jesus gives in his final commandment, love one another. A strange statement to say this is new, because love is an old commandment that many of our other faith communities proclaim. If you talk to our Mormon brothers and sisters, if you talk to our Buddhists, if you talk to Hindus, if you talk to atheists, they all confess that love is an important thing in
expressing to our community and neighbors. There's nothing new about love. So our question tonight might be this. What is so new about love tonight? And I pose this question. And as I look at my kids, it's an interesting question. Because when kids oftentimes get bored at school, what do they do sometimes to freshen things up in school? Oh, I hear some whispering. They misbehave. Asher, you've never done that, right? No. Never. But right, sometimes misbehaving oftentimes happens. And I remember particularly in seventh grade when our class was a little above average in accepting of pranks in the classroom. And I have to say, if you're teachers that are here online, I'm going to apologize already when you hear this story. So I'm remembering most of my time in seventh grade, and with this particular teacher, what I remember most is oftentimes the dull routine, the repeating of the monotone voice. And I talk, and I talk, and I talk, and nobody, I'm not going to ask you questions. We had a teacher that oftentimes did this, and oftentimes lacked an engagement with the class. Now, we didn't sit, we didn't plot, but over time, we oftentimes had competitions with each other about how can we really make our teacher explode. And I can tell you some stories, but again, this is recorded, and I'm not sure if that teacher is watching right now. But I will say that oftentimes, when we pulled these pranks, that person's face would get redder and redder until he finally slams his hands and yells at us, "Now knock it off!" And he was bald, by the way. I know it's hard to tell that with the hair. Now, when this break in the routine officially happened with the slamming of the teacher, we would calm down and be happy that our boring routine had some excitement in our day. The point that I give in this story is part of our human condition. We go to great extremes to experience something new and different when we are in a similar dull routine. We go to great extremes to get some excitement in our life. We crave new things to put in our lives to break up the monotony, to break up the dull routine. So when we hear and see or experience something new, we can pause and reflect. Well, Jesus offered something more, something new when he said this, that as I have loved you, so you must love one another. In Jesus' ministry, in Jesus' life, Jesus reached out with love to the outcasts of society. In love, he forgave them. In love, he healed them. In love, Jesus fed people. In love, he stood up against the modern thought that these people were too gone from being saved. Even amongst his disciples, Jesus showed a different kind of love by washing their own feet. After Jesus completed his task, he told his disciples, "I have given you a motto to follow. So that I have done, you should do also." Jesus' version of love is an unconditional and sacrificial love, a willingness to give it all for the good of the worthless people. That love is going to show itself now when Judas had gone to betray him. Jesus is about to go to the cross to die for the sins of the world, the righteous for the unrighteous. Out of love for his God and the love of God's children, Jesus is willing to put it all out on the line and go through hell for the salvation of the entire world. This was a love that has never been shown. God became man to live under the law and to die under the curse of the law for the sinful world. He died when that love and rose from it as well. He didn't do it because he was commanded to do it. He did it because he wanted to. He didn't do it because we deserve it. He did it because he cared for us deeply, despite who we are, despite what we've done, or what we might continue to do. Jesus did it not only so we get this glimpse of God, but have an example of how we are to express this love in the world. In Jesus' commandment, it's not so much as a command, but as a natural and purposeful response and result of his love for us. Ideally, what's new about this love from Jesus is the motivation for us to love. We love because Jesus loved us so much to live and to die for us. And God accepted that sacrifice. And every day that we see and recognize our sin, we go back to the cross to have a fresh restart, renew, and break in the monotony. We crave to hear and learn more about this God who would die and rise from the dead for our salvation. And every day, if we truly open our entire being, we experience God's love in a new way. So this is what we are called to do, friends. As I told Beverly downstairs, we love, and guess what? We love some more. As much as we can. For every challenge and sin that we face, we have a new opportunity to share our love in an exciting and extravagant way. The love of God in Christ makes love new each and every day in us. The love of God working through us helps us and others to pay attention and hear how we can share love in a new and exciting way. So, dear friends, as we begin our 3-day journey, let love rekindle anew in your hearts for humbling service for the work ahead. And all of God's children said,